Hello, and welcome to The Happiest of Hours, presented by Mox & Cox. This podcast is part of our journey to share experiences in the world where drinkers, alcohol-free folks, and the sober curious can coexist. We started our mission to create a space where everyone gets to have the same experience, regardless of what's in their glass, to show people it's okay to go out into the world, to the same events, and have the same great time.
We know how that looks different for everyone. Everyone is different. We just want to stop making it weird.
I'm Katie.
I'm Bridget.
And we're Mox & Cox. Hi, Bridget.
Hi, Katie.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm so good. How are you?
I'm great.
Good.
Thank you for asking. We have a beautiful day today. I think we're supposed to get 6 to 10 inches of snow, but whatevs.
Yeah.
We're not going to talk about that.
Fucking Wisconsin.
Yeah. It's okay, though. Like the 50-degree day we had, people were everywhere. Shorts, t-shirts.
It is wild. People from anywhere outside of the upper Midwest are probably like, what are you doing?
I know. But it's 50. So like the first 50-degree days.
Mm-hmm.
We've had one. And it was actually yesterday, and we had 3 inches of snow earlier in the day. Anyway.
One and done.
We're reporting from Wisconsin, if you haven't heard.
We are.
And or recognized it from our accents.
I don't think we have accents.
I am Katie. I am the mocktail to this duo.
I'm Bridget. I'm the cocktail to this duo.
Mox & Cox, nothing dirty. No cocks, none dicks here.
No porn, nothing. We're not even recording any pornography here.
And if you saw us,
you'd know that we aren't.
We're both covered head to toe in clothing.
Yeah. I like to call it athleisure. My athleisure wear.
That I have so much in my closet.
I do. I like a good pair of tennies.
Me also. But for so long, I tried to avoid wearing jeans with tennis shoes because I felt like my mom. You know, like my mom wears the Reeboks, like the old school white Reeboks with like super tight jeans.
Oh.
That is pretty much what I'm wearing today. They're not old school Reeboks.
Not even remotely.
No, they're fashion tennis shoes.
Fashion tennis shoes.
Well, I think that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
Fashion tennis shoes?
I don't know. I don't even know what my shoes would be considered fashion. They feel fashion-y.
They have a third shoelaces. Those are fashion tennis shoes. Where are the rest of your shoelaces?
I don't know how to answer that question. This is how they come. This is how they come.
Super cute, but are they like exercise shoes?
Yeah.
Do they just slip on?
Yeah. I mean, you have to put them on with your hands.
Yeah, they're just not like slides.
You just don't have to touch.
Like clogs?
They're not.
Well, they are cute.
They're normal shoes. I bought them in a normal store.
I know. It's just there's no shoelaces at the bottom.
Not at
the top.
Yeah, they're...
Except there's holes for shoelaces? Or are those just fashion tabs?
Look, lady. I don't know.
Look, lady. I don't know.
I don't know. The lovely people at I don't know how you on.
Yawn.
On. I think that's how you say it. On.
You know what I've noticed lately, and I noticed this because I reserve so many domain names.
Mm-hmm.
So many. The amount of ways that people are starting to spell their company names because there's nothing left is fucking hilarious.
I believe that.
What did I just see the other day that I was like, oh, really? I think it was like Chewy or something. And it was like Chuyi or something like that. And I'm like,
Oh, I see.
You couldn't find a domain name with .com except Choy.
It's amazing.
I get it. Because
it's amazing that Mox & Cox was available.
I know. It was like a sign from God.
That's exactly what God was doing. He was like, you know what they need down there?
Some Mox & Cox.
Some Mox & Cox.com.
With no problems. No hyphens. No dot net. No
goodness.
Dot co. No dot shop.
No dot. MoxandCox.com,
the exact way it was supposed to be spelled, was available on the day that I found it.
I think that's great.
It was.
What? How did we get here?
Oh,
I'm talking about shoes. Oh, athleisure.
Athleisure. That is.
That's it. That's it. bring her on back. I don't even know how we got on what we're wearing, but here we are.
We were talking about porn.
Oh, yeah. Of course we were. Of course we were.
And again, moxandcox.com. We're back.
Anyway. Full circle.
Our mission, our crusade. Yes?
Yeah. I mean, it sounds really dramatic when you say crusade, but yeah, I don't disagree.
It is dramatic.
Yeah, tis.
Our crusade is to make not drinking not weird.
Mm-hmm.
We would like other people to stop making it weird as well.
Yeah.
We would like to have the exact same experience going into a restaurant, being served by the bartender.
Ordering off the menu.
Ordering off the same exact menu. Same exact garnish.
Yep. Whether or not there's alcohol in your glass.
Regardless.
If you will.
Not your regardless.
Nope. That's not a word. That's not a word. Anyway.
You also happen to have a side hustle of grammar police.
Got a lot of side hustles.
So many.
I like when they come out on air.
See, it just gets dirty
What'd you call me?
What'd you call me?
Anyway,
we try to start. We keep saying try because sometimes we do it in the middle. Sometimes we do it at the end.
Sometimes we forget to do it at all.
Right. But we do try to start with a mocktail or a non-alcoholic beverage.
Mm-hmm.
So we can let you know what we think about it.
Yeah. And for the most part, we have been unable to tell you the names of the drinks we've been trying. But we get really excited when we can tell you, because we won't tell you the ones that aren't worth your money. But we get really excited about the ones that are. So without further ado, let's have Katie try hers first, because she's already been sipping on it. And it does feel like we're going to be able to name this company today.
I think we are.
Well, if you already know that we're going to name them, why don't you just go wild? Because
it is good. Karma Sucra? Macapolitan?
Oh, my. What'd you call me?
Side hustle. So this is a Macapolitan from Mocktails.
Which we had to look up to be like, so really you're just called Mocktails?
Yeah, it's literally mocktails.com.
Yeah.
It's called Drink Mocktails. So they found
mocktails.com. Congratulations to
those. Or they paid some big bucks to somebody, you know, some pirate out there that's pirating all the .coms. Because there is people like that. There are brokers out there for them.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
So I'm trying the Karma Sucra Macapolitan. I don't know why
that
makes me
laugh. Say that four times fast.
It's cranberry lime botanical. It does taste like a Cosmopolitan.
Let's see.
It's a little bit, okay, so GMO-free, gluten-free, allergen-free, alcohol-free. No high fructose corn syrup.
So what is there anything in it?
Yes. Pure filtered water. And they dragged a lime across the top.
The one waved at it as it was going by.
The cranberry waved. I think it's actually really good.
It smells really good.
It doesn't taste a lot like there would be liquor in it. Does that make sense? Like it doesn't taste like cocktail-y. It kind of just tastes like juicy. Juice. Let's see what you think.
Hmm. That would be great if you had a UTI.
Jesus Christ. Oh, it would. I'm not going to lie.
Is there anything in that besides cranberry juice or no?
Lime. Yes, lime.
Mm.
Cranberry juice from concentrate. Yeah. Lime juice from concentrate. Natural flavors, juniper berry, bitter orange.
Oh.
And that's it.
Anyway, that's good. Yeah.
It's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
It's pretty good for that.
I'm not. Okay, but that does taste like that would be amazing with some animal crackers. All right.
It doesn't bother me. I mean, I think that we've had more cocktail-y mocktails.
Yeah,
but the bottle is cute.
The bottle is cute. It serves a purpose.
It doesn't bother me.
What I would probably do for this one is add a little bit of
vodka.
I mean, I think that would be really good with vodka. Yeah.
We have lots of mocktail mixers downstairs that people add
liquor
to. You
know what? That would have been good with the apple vodka from Clean Co.
Mm, I don't know about that.
Well, it's a fruit cocktail.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake.
Actual fruit cake. Like,
it's an actual fruit cocktail. No, I think
it might taste like fruit cocktail, like the slimy grapes.
Whoa. Yeah. But what I was actually going to say is it would probably benefit from a little bit of seltzer water.
It has bubbles.
Oh.
They're not aggressive.
No. I don't know what. Anyway.
Anyway,
we have another one that mocktails.com made called the Vita Loca Macarita. It has less than 80 calories per serving in it.
How many servings are in there? 17?
Well, given the amount of juice it probably has, I don't know. No, it's only 78 calories. Serving size is one bottle.
Okay.
It's got purified filtered water, non-GMO sugar, lime juice, and natural flavors, including bitter
cranberry. Orange. It's just reversed.
It's just, yeah, this is just an inverse of the other one. Let's find out. Let's taste it.
Let's see.
And for the record, we did these all over ice this week.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. For those critics at home that were very concerned about the flavor profile. Corey.
Okay. Her face is...
This is going to taste like you just ran a marathon and they gave you some Gatorade at the end.
Oh, a lemon lime.
I mean, it tastes exactly like OG Gatorade.
Really? That's what OG Gatorade tastes like? What's OG? Slang term?
The original gangster.
Oh.
Mmm. Feels like
it doesn't bother me.
No, it shouldn't. I love Gatorade, too.
I don't think it tastes like Gatorade.
Okay.
I think it tastes kind of cocktail-y. I could see, like, sitting on a beach or sitting on a boat with that.
I'm on a boat. Yeah. I say this one tastes a little bit more cocktail-y than that one.
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting to try them out of the bottle cold.
What do you mean?
Like, just drink it from the bottle cold.
I don't think it advertises to do that.
Since when have we ever listened to that? Most of them say, please drink chilled.
Begging you to chill this before you taste it. Please, for the love of God, chill it before you taste it.
No, that's a suggestion. It's really limey.
It is very limey, but that I think
it does say Vita lime or whatever, doesn't it?
I think it's because the only thing in it, unlike that one, is lime juice from concentrate. Like it has the bitter orange and the citric acid and all of that shit like the other one does, but no other juices, no other fruits.
Okay. I don't know how we feel about this one.
I think we do.
Well, we do like it.
Yeah.
Of all the canned cocktails, I would say.
This is the least offensive of things that we have tasted. Yeah. Like, this is good.
Yeah, it's good.
We're not selling it when we say it that way.
I know.
And our voice goes up. I think it's very juicy.
Yeah. And sometimes I think that's the most disappointing things about most mocktails is that they're just juice.
Yeah.
When people go and like, hey, you have a mocktail menu, that's great, except you have like cranberry juice on it.
Right.
That's not fair.
Right.
So, I mean, they don't have alcohol in them. So like, it's hard to make a Cosmopolitan taste like a Cosmo without it just being juice.
Right.
So it's not mocktails.com fault.
No, I don't think that it's anybody's fault. But I don't think anybody's going to be fooled into thinking that that is... anything that ends in Cosmopolitan.
Yeah. However, with a lime and possibly served chilled and straight up right next to somebody else's glass, it'll look exactly like a Cosmopolitan.
Yep.
So kudos, you did that.
And
same with the Marg.
Yeah.
I mean, for an easy
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. For honestly, that's like something to take out on the boat or something to take with you this summer.
No different than
throw
those
over ice.
Yeah. Yep. No absolutely different than the folks that are busting out a Mike's Hard Lemonade. Like, it serves a purpose too.
Yep.
Like, it's, that's really just juice and soda.
For sure.
Like, that's, and so nobody's trying to, you know, pretend that it's something that it isn't.
And this isn't either.
Right. So I think, yeah, that, I think it serves kind of a similar purpose. Yeah. Like, you could definitely put these in the same cooler.
For sure.
And have these on the boat.
We like them.
Hey, Mikey.
We like them.
We like them.
So good job, Drink Mocktails. There's a place for you.
Thanks, mocktails.com. Are we going to try and segue now? Is this the segue? Are we just telling people that we're segueing now instead of an actual segue? Hey, guys. We're changing topics.
Go on. If we really wanted to change the conversation, a really good friend of mine, she lives on the West Coast, but she was at a conference in Nashville. In the email, like the confirmation email that she got about the conference, it says the venue and bar will open at 7 p.m. Our bar menu features a variety of alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages, including a specialty mocktail menu that adults can add a choice of spirits to.
All right.
So my thought is, why don't we just make the mocktail as the cocktail?
Yep.
And you can just choose whatever spirit you want to add.
Yeah.
If you want to drink.
Yeah.
So like
those, so that the standard, like, all, is,
yes,
the standard
is the non-alcoholic.
Yep.
And you have to choose if you want alcohol in it.
Yeah. I think that's brilliant.
Change the conversation.
It would definitely change the conversation. That would be a really cool baseline to start from.
It would.
Mm-hmm. That would definitely make it not weird. As long as the bartender, you know, said, okay, you know, I'm here to have, you know, the Saturday special. And then he said,
it's Tuesday. But fucking A, I want a Saturday special.
And, you know, the bartender says, okay, what spirit do you want in it? And then you say, none.
Yeah, I suppose. I don't know. It seemed like a...
I'm more excited that the conference confirmation email bar opening highlighted that there were both options.
Yes.
I think that's a bigger deal.
Yeah. It's just an interesting way to think about... Because, for instance, we have a mocktail menu here, and we have a drink called the Rachel, that it's a mocktail and everybody just adds vodka to it if they want.
Yeah.
Let's get to the exciting stuff.
I think that a solid segue out of all of the mocktail conversations is that we had an amazing first mocktail tasting event of our own, not attached to something else.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't for a corporate event. It wasn't attached to another event that anybody else was having. It was purely a mocktail tasting for Mox and Cox, and the turnout was insane.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, it was so great. And I think that they really enjoyed all of the drinks that we made them taste.
Which were 100.
Not quite, but I mean a lot. I mean, everybody walked away.
Let's break it down.
Full. Yeah.
We'll break it down. So we sold tickets for $45 a piece. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you're getting really into the nitty gritty.
Well,
yeah.
So people knew what they got.
Yeah.
For $45. So we had it at 1909, which is the wine bar I own in Cross Plains, which is just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. So this was a very local, not virtual, in-person event. We had over 25 guests, which is really cool. They got a demonstration of three different mocktails that we did, which was the faux-fashioned margarita and elderflower and rose gin and tonic. So good. But then also we had a lineup of like 16 beers, bubblies, wines.
Everybody said
canned mocktails, just like,
they got
so many drinks.
They got a glass of Classico as they walked in the door.
Mm-hmm. That was pretty.
They loved it. I mean, people were obsessed with that one.
Yeah. We actually sold bottles of that one because people loved it.
Yes.
Which, you know, I have a love affair with that. Dale, my husband, did some wood fire pizzas, which were amazing.
Yeah.
We had some charcuterie and just like super good conversation. Everybody was sober. Everybody drove home lovely. And I was in bed by 9. It was great. But we had a really, we had really like thoughtful and great questions and some really great feedback. And Bridget and I just had a bunch of fun. It was really cool. It was really fun.
It was really cool to see that many people. I mean, there was probably at one point like 30 people standing around watching us make the mocktails and asking really good questions. And then they all loved trying everything. Mm-hmm. We had some people say that they eventually left because they were full. And I thought that was the best part because I want them to walk away thinking that they got to taste so many different things that they wouldn't normally have the opportunity to. Because then they know what they can go out and purchase if they want to or not.
Right.
But, you know, for us, we spend a lot of time and money going through all of these different spirit options and product options so that other people don't have to, because it's a very expensive endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we get stuff shipped in from all over this country and all over the world, and none of it is cheap. Because somebody said to me yesterday that it's a lot like how it's more expensive to eat well.
Yeah.
It's also more expensive to drink well.
It is.
Because the cheapest thing in everything is the alcohol.
Right.
And so to be able to share these things with people for arguably a nominal price, then they know what they actually did enjoy.
Yeah.
And so they don't go out and accidentally spend, you know, $150 on bottles of spirits that they aren't going to enjoy. Yeah.
And the difference between, we actually had this conversation with somebody that night who asked us if we would like split bottles up, basically like to sell half bottles or whatever, or quarter bottles. Because the issue is with non-alcoholic stuff, because it doesn't have the alcohol in it, which is addictive, you're only really drinking like one or two drinks at most, probably out of a bottle. It's not like you're drinking cocktail after cocktail after cocktail in one sitting. So a $30 bottle of wine might sit in your cabinet for months.
Right.
And especially if you don't like it.
Yeah. And without without the alcohol, they don't last quite as long.
Right.
Either.
They're perishable.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the alcohol is a preservative as well.
Right.
So yeah, so we understand that.
But that's why it was so great to be able to share all of this stuff with people who can be like, okay, I'm not going to buy that beer. As it turns out, I don't like IPAs, even though Katie does. But because then they know, okay, but I did really love this one. Where can I buy this one? Where can I get this one? And, you know, we did every mocktail we made had a different spirit in it. We had a alcohol-free bourbon, an alcohol-free tequila, an alcohol-free gin, all from different brands, but all different types of alcohol so folks could try that. And if you're not a gin person, maybe you're a tequila person. And
turns out we're both not gin people,
but
it's not alcoholic.
Until it's not alcoholic. Yes, but this because the rose and elderflower gin and tonic that we actually created, which is my favorite part about it, is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's
we love
good.
It.
And it's gorgeous.
And it's very pretty, but it tastes very good. And now we were able to share that with people, and people are like, oh my God, this is amazing. Where can I get that? Prior to that, why would they spend $40 on a bottle of non-alcoholic gin that they didn't know? Like, I wouldn't have, because I didn't think that I liked gin.
And it's expensive.
And it's super
expensive.
$40
for a bottle of anything is a lot.
Yeah. Six of anything's a lot.
For sure.
But $40 a bottle is a lot. And nothing is cheap. Even a six pack of non-alcoholic beer is still between $10 and $15,
sure.
depending on what you want. And
yeah, you're not getting a 30 pack for
$13.99. No.
Pens.
Yeah.
But that's
but I
so
like
good.
Pens.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. And so getting to share all of our like knowledge, everything that we've learned over the last several months with people was amazing.
Yeah.
Because it just felt good to show people what is out there.
Yeah. And let's give you an idea of who was here. We definitely had some people in recovery.
Yep.
And then we had some people that are drinkers.
Yep.
And so a couple of gals that literally don't drink at work functions. Mm-hmm. And that's why they came, to find some stuff that they could do at work functions.
Right.
We also have some drivers.
Yes. We also, you know, a couple of people who don't drink for athletic reasons. We actually had a couple of pregnant people too. There were, it really ran the gamut of what non-drinking could look like on a given day.
Yeah. It was, and amazing.
And it was a Tuesday.
And it was fun.
And it was so fun. I mean, we had a blast. I really did. It was, we're not going to lie, it was a lot of work.
Yeah.
To get ready for it and to put it on. And we got, but it was so worth it to get to talk to all of these people and show them all of these fun products that we didn't even know about.
We had a couple of people drive from Milwaukee.
We did. Yeah.
Let's be real.
Yeah. And we had a lot of people that we didn't know.
Yeah.
And that is my favorite part.
Yeah.
Like meeting new people and sharing this stuff with them is my favorite.
Yeah. It was really great. And we had Kenzie here with her Wild Fawn Boutique.
Yes.
And that was fun.
Yes. So,
yeah. Cause she's preggers.
She
got to have some bubbly and, yeah, there's just so much involved in events like this. People signed up alone, and that's always really scary and super brave of people to do.
I love that though. Like, because we promise really that we are your people. Though.
Yeah, we promise you we're your people and that we will welcome you. We're huggers. So, but that's a really courageous and brave thing to do, to sign up for stuff like that, because it's just putting yourself out there, and then you walk in and you're like, what the hell?
Yep.
I don't know where to go or what to do or whatever. But it's easier when there's like a non-alcoholic champagne in your glass and feel like everybody else, because everybody else has a glass in their hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was fun.
I mean, that's the point, right? We want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity to walk around like everybody else.
Yes.
Have the same experience.
And in theory, you wouldn't have ever known if anybody else had alcohol in their glass.
You wouldn't have known on Tuesday that nobody had any
alcohol.
That's
what I mean.
Yeah. Like, you would not have known at any point in that entire event that they were.
I promise, if you're listening and you were here, there was no alcohol in anybody's glass.
Yes.
However, but you wouldn't have never known. It was fun.
It was great.
Yeah. We've been asked to do it again. I think we will. I think we'll choose a different location.
Mm-hmm.
We've also been asked to do a virtual one.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think would be really cool. We'll send you some Mox and Cox boxes out the door, and then we'll hop on a Zoom, and it would be fun to do.
Heck yeah.
So we'll talk about that soon. We do have another event coming up.
Yes, we do.
Fun. This one's going to be really cool too.
I'm very excited about this one because this one comes with rim jobs.
Remember, there was Nundex.
Nundex, but rim jobs, yes. So We're doing a collaboration with a restaurant kitchen space in town.
Spicery.
They do all of their own spices there. They sell their own spices. Magnificent chefs. And they make all their own spices. It's called the Deliciouser. And we are going to use their spices as rim jobs on our cocktails and mocktails. And we are very, very excited because we have had the privilege of tasting a lot of these already, and they are out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know how they do it. None of my business, but they are exceptional spices and they make all of their own. You can buy all of their own and deliciouser.com, thedeliciouser.com. Check them out.
Yeah. And if you're interested, the spices are going to start coming in our boxes.
Yes. We're very excited about that.
And when we say rim job, we mean that we are rimming the glasses of our cocktails and mocktails with the spices.
Yep.
I just want to clear that up.
About I'm very excited about it.
We are very excited. It's on Saturday, April 1st at the Deliciouser.
Yes.
Which is a commercial kitchen that they do cooking classes out of and show how to make their spices and everything. So
yes,
tickets are at moxandcox.com. If you're local, we'd love to have you. It starts at noon on a Saturday. So middle of the day.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we should say that it's a shake-off.
It is a shake-off.
Welcome for everyone, drinkers, non-drinkers, completely welcome. Because what we do is we put two drinks side by side, one fully leaded, one unleaded. Which means that if you don't drink, you just try the mocktails. If you do drink, you can try both the mocktails and the cocktails.
And then you can decide which one tastes better. And right. I'm okay with it. It's fine. My ego is fine. But I regularly lose shake-offs to Katie.
By that, she means the cocktail doesn't taste as good as the mocktail.
Yep. It happens almost. I mean, it happens regularly.
Yeah. We haven't done a shake off in a while, so this will be a good one.
Yeah.
In a couple weekends.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So, Saturday, April Fool's Day at noon. It's called the Foolproof Pairing at MoxieCox.com.
Look what we did there. Look what we did there.
Look what we did. We also have some new merch out.
We do have some really good shirts and t-shirts, sweatshirts, all of it, but Katie has a personal favorite.
It has nothing to do with drinking or not drinking.
No, but it says Mox and Cox on it, so right, we love it.
Because I've always wanted to make this t-shirt, so I just slapped Mox and Cox on it.
I actually can't wait to have it, though.
I know. It's so funny. Okay,
like I'm surprised that neither of us has bought it yet.
I know. I am, too, but it's probably happening today. It says, surely not everybody was kung fu fighting.
It's good, though. It's good.
It's so great.
It's good, though. Yes. And I'm obsessed with a couple of our new sweatshirts.
They have mountains on them. We don't live by mountains. Doesn't but matter, we love mountains.
But I love them. I love them. I love it.
I love the mountains.
No, we have a lot of new shirts. Katie designed all of them in like time that does not register for me. Like,
that's she can, not true. She they can, were designed it, for weeks before I put them up.
I mean, no, but you put them, like, you even designed them faster than most people can understand.
Yeah, if you give me 6 months to do something, it'll take me 6 months. If you give me 5 minutes, it'll take me 5 minutes.
Anyway, they're great. I love them. A lot of them are just so that we can highlight not drinking weird. Stop making it weird, guys. We still have our Stop Making It Weird shirts up there too, which is a personal favorite of mine.
We did wear them the other night.
We did, and mm-hmm. I loved them.
Yeah, they're nice t-shirts. What it's are the all odds that Bella we both
chose a nice cardigan to go over, and I thought that was nice.
Well, we are 35 and older. Yeah. We're in the next age bracket for cropped jackets or cardigans.
I thought that was adorable, though. I took off my blazer and put on a nice cardigan a la Mr. Rogers. Just let me slip into something a little more comfortable here.
You did change your shoes, too. They weren't suede.
They were... they were not suede, no.
Oh,
just a little leather slip on.
Anyway.
It was a beautiful event. Like we did.
It was. It's also gonna be. So we segued after.
We've segued in and out of events and merch.
Welcome and to our stream of consciousness.
Yep. What's nice is we don't even warn each other anymore if we're jumping in and out of.
And we don't really warn you either. You right. Just have to come along. Come here.
Jump on. Mm-hmm. Get on or get hit.
That's right.
So back to the event earlier this week, we had a couple of pregnant people there, which is like an endless market, right? Of non-drinkers.
Yes, because they're lovingly thrust into sobriety.
Forced.
Thrust. No. They're lovingly thrust.
Did you just use a thrusting joke about pregnant people?
Yes.
Gross.
Oh, come on.
Goo.
No. They're so
disgusting.
I was writing a caption about the Mama Box a week ago or something.
The mama boxes are my favorite.
I know. I didn't want to use forced because I thought that that was aggressive.
Yeah. And so is super I looked dirty.
No, it's not. I looked up a synonym for forced. Thrust was one of them. I thought lovingly thrust was nice.
I think lovingly thrust is absolutely apt.
I said lovingly thrust into sobriety because I felt like forced into sobriety meant like it was a bad thing.
Yeah, force has a negative connotation.
Right. So yeah. Lovingly thrust into it was like, it's a good thing to be sober for the next 10 months.
Yes.
Right. So I was trying to find the phrase.
Anyway. We digress. Yeah, but I mean, pregnant people, like that's an endless thing, right? There's always going to be pregnant people that can't drink. Because for the record, and I don't care if this gets any sort of negative, if you're pregnant, you can't drink.
You shouldn't drink.
If you're pregnant, don't drink.
Yeah.
I mean, it says that somewhere on the bottle, I think.
I think I'm pretty sure it comes in the pamphlet.
Don't drink. Anyway, don't drink. So for the folks that are with child, they aren't supposed to drink anyway. They need all of the options.
Right.
And they should be considered too, because pregnant people are always going to exist.
Always. And also lots
of
people.
It's like death in Texas.
Lots of people that get pregnant were drinking yesterday, found out they're pregnant today, and now sober.
Almost every single person I know.
Almost.
Like literally. Like almost every person I know that has ever had a child was like at a tailgate the day before they took a test.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, that part is real too. But also like there's literally the minute like, oh shit, I cannot drink anymore. And very recently I was just drinking.
Right.
Now, I think it's a little bit different when you tell people you're pregnant. They're like, you get a pass for not drinking.
Yeah.
Or you should.
Oh, you should. Yes, you should.
You should get a pass.
But that's one of the few
things where you're not questioned.
It's actually the only one.
I guess if you tell people you have cancer, you might get a pass.
You might, but you still.
You may not.
You may
like,
not.
Like, hey, you could have one just to like take the edge off.
Right.
So maybe not. You're right.
So it might be the only one that is like socially acceptable to say no.
And also socially acceptable to shame them when they do.
Yes.
It's the only time.
Yeah. But because pregnant folk are always going to exist, there should be probably significantly more attention paid to giving them options, to making it not weird in establishments and restaurants to have, you know, non-alcoholic options, because at a minimum, even if you don't care about the rest of the world who don't drink on a given day, this population is always going to exist, and perhaps we treat them like people.
Perhaps we treat them like people. For sure, you want to make sure it's safe, right? Like,
yes.
Talk to your doctor, for sure.
Yes.
But there's lots of things out there that you don't, like, it could just look like a cocktail. I mean, here's the other problem, is if you're sitting at dinner.
Yeah.
And let's say you're at Amara, who's got a beautiful non-alcoholic rosé.
Yes.
And you're 6 months pregnant and clearly showing, and you start drinking a glass of rosé out of a glass that looks just like yours.
Yep.
What happens then?
Then people look at you like you're insane.
Uh-huh. So maybe not the exact same.
Well, no, I mean, we don't know. I think that actually goes into the other part. We should probably not assume anybody is doing anything at any time.
Agreed.
Like, you do you. It's none of your business what's in your glass.
No. Nope.
Like, it's our, like, in anybody else's glass. It's none of your business.
Well, that's true. That's true. There's no reason to,
there's no reason for you to know or worry about what's in somebody else's glass. I mean, and perhaps give them the benefit of the doubt that because
she's pregnant and she's,
and there is a non-alcoholic menu, perhaps that takes it away because there is a non-alcoholic menu at Amara.
Right. It's another conversation starter.
But it's none of our business what's in anybody's glass.
I know.
And that has to start being the norm.
It does.
Stop asking people what's in their glass. Stop asking people why they're not drinking.
Or why they are.
Like, you do you. They'll
do
them.
Me. Yep.
I do me.
And we're all a happy family. The pregnant people I love.
Yes.
I mean, I love as non-drinkers. Like, because I was such a drinker before I got pregnant. And then, boom, I was like a non-drinker immediately.
Yep.
I never look for mocktails. I've always drank club soda with a lime. I was never more hydrated than when I was pregnant. And then, you know, when I was pregnant, that was, I don't know, 11 and 14 years ago. So, mocktails didn't really exist.
Right.
Although I did drink, I think I drank like 4 or 5 O'Doul's Ambers like right in a row when we were in Florida on vacation when I was pregnant with Miles.
Okay.
Like, I just took those O'Doul's Ambers to a whole new level.
Gross.
Yeah. Well, I like O'Doul's Amber, actually.
Okay. I mean,
it was the only thing around.
Five Ambers in a row. Five of anything. Like, Ambers is a lot.
Have you ever had an O'Doul's Amber?
I have not had an O'Doul's Amber. I've had a lot of...
It's not like a real Amber.
Cap really.
Yeah. It's not like that.
Oh, okay.
but in any case, it's a lighter. I was really missing some beers.
Sure.
And so I drank a lot of them.
Okay.
Miles is fine. Well, wasn't sure. Enough. You know, I could have eaten a banana, right? We've mm-hmm. talked about this.
Had a loaf of bread.
But my dad looked at me and he was like, that's like kind of a lot of non-alcoholic beer, isn't it? And I was like, yeah, I got to pee, but I don't care. We were out in the sun. I wanted some beers. That's what I had. It was great.
It's kind of a lot of non-alcoholic beer, huh?
Yeah. How about don't judge me? That's a lot of real beer for you. Yeah, it seems like a lot of real beer for you, Dad.
I'm not talking to you about what you're drinking. But that goes to the point, right? Everybody needs to leave everybody else alone. Stop worrying about what's in my glass.
Yeah. But there is something to be said about going from drinking to not drinking immediately with like lovingly having no other choice.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a big deal. Because you feel like you're sort of like all of a sudden your social life is like, oh God, I can't go here. I mean, I think it's more acceptable when you're pregnant to like go and mm-hmm. hey, you can still get invited out for happy hour, right? Because you're pregnant or whatever. Like you may not want to go, but I think you're still invited.
Yeah. Yeah. And nobody questions whether or not you're really celebrating if you go to a party.
Let's celebrate for real after the baby comes.
I mean,
I that's been said.
I mean, I'm sure that it has been said, but I've been standing next to pregnant people
mm-hmm.
when it's been said.
Well, you have drank significantly less alcohol since January, I would say. Maybe you would disagree.
No, I would agree that I probably drink significantly less than I had. Almost subconsciously, though.
Right. So I'm just wondering, is it still an issue?
No, because I mean, I'll have one here or there.
And that's enough for people?
Yeah.
So they haven't said anything more is what I'm asking.
No. Hmm. No, really haven't.
So everybody's gotten it.
Yeah. Maybe.
I mean, everybody's kind of figured out.
That we probably just don't.
Pay attention. We probably.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think so because don't worry about it. I do me, you do you.
Right, but we can both agree that that was rough the first month
yes.
or so.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But I feel like I don't even remember the last time we were together that you had a drink and I didn't. Or actually, I can. It was October 11th, 2021.
I can. I know exactly. I know exactly where we were, actually. I can still see it in it's seared into my brain, but it's fine. Anyway, what were you saying?
I don't remember the last time you had a cocktail when I was around.
I do.
When?
Like
maybe twice in the last 4 months.
The last time that I drank with you, probably whatever murder mystery party you were hosting that day.
Yeah, but you maybe had one.
I probably only had one and was probably mixing it with other stuff.
Yeah. But that's like significantly less than when we would drink together before.
True.
Yeah.
True.
I'm just curious if it's changed at all. Like if people's reactions have changed since they had such a visceral reaction at the beginning.
Yeah.
Or if it's just become like status quo now.
Yeah, because I mean, I'll still have some here and there. Like it doesn't.
Yeah.
But I think my getting to choose is now more acceptable.
Well, which is awesome. Did you drink non-alcoholic beer on Sunday? Sam Adams at the golf thing?
I did.
The whole time?
No, I also had a Guinness.
Oh, yum.
I had both. I started with a Sam Adams. I moved into a Guinness because I was excited because I like Guinness.
Yeah.
I had a Guinness and a Sam Adams.
I don't care.
But I also both. So I really love good company. Like
we do.
A lot. So
the dip.
The dip. Oh my God. My nephew. Absolutely. Oh. obsessed.
It's so good. Did he just eat it with his finger? Because that's what I wanted to do.
This boy, I love him. He is, you know, boy after my own heart. But he loves ranch. He loves the dips that comes with all of their chips and fries and everything. He's the best. But they also have two really, really good mocktails on their menu. So,
they have a grapefruit one. That's really good.
Yeah. And then there was another one that's not grapefruit. That's even better for people that don't like grapefruit.
or have heart issues.
We ordered both of those two for people and just so good. Anyway, they have really, really good non-alcoholic options there and that are as good as or better than anything with alcohol in them. So I wanted those anyway.
Yeah.
Regardless of alcohol content. And then I had a Guinness.
What was the mocktail you had? I don't remember what the...
I can't remember the name of them.
Oh, it's okay.
But it's okay. It's okay. It'll be okay.
It's okay.
But both were really, really good. Everything there is really good.
Yeah.
But because those are so good too, and they have one of our favorite beers that's non-alcoholic, that so I was drawn to them anyway, regardless of their alcohol content. And then I had a Guinness.
Cool.
Yeah.
But nobody had said anything.
No. Nope. Not one word.
Amazing.
I thought so too. We're getting there.
We're starting in family and working our way out.
We're getting there. I love that it can be normal to choose what you drink on any given day without it being weird.
Yeah. Let's just do that more.
Let's just do that. Let's just everybody do that.
Yeah.
I don't have to care what you're drinking. I mean, unless I want what you're drinking. And then give me it.
And then we need to talk about it.
And then give me it. Yeah. But that's mostly just you. What do you have? I want it.
I want it.
I want it. Give me that.
The Sam Adams. I think next week we should try beer.
Let's do it. Yeah.
What do we got coming up?
We've got a big event on April 1st at the Deliciouser.
If we haven't said that already.
We have not talked about that much, but check out thedeliciouser.com for all of their spices and fabulous events. We are so excited to spend time with them because they do such fun stuff. We're excited to be down for a lot of their outdoor stuff. They do a lot of stuff in the neighborhood down there, and we cannot wait to have our boxes available for folks downtown near Eastside.
They have a lot of their own events, like their own so many tastings and tastings and that sort of thing. And we took down some bottles for them of Liars, and they are making Negroni Spagliatos.
Yes.
From our recipes. So you can go down there, and that's one of their mocktails. Then they do also have some non-alcoholic wine on their menu too. The stuff we like, the Lights.
Yep. So good. Mm-hmm. I really like the Lights stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think they have an amazing red too.
Mm-hmm. I think next week we're going to have a guest.
We are. Mm-hmm. That's exciting.
Yeah.
For us.
Maybe we'll pull a smart list and you'll be surprised by our guest.
Oh, that's creepy.
Creepy. It seems weird for a weird word.
Okay. I mean, it's so unsettling to not know.
I know. You're that way. It's hard to be surprised for you. Don't.
Anyway, I'm excited for a guest. I love having guests. They're so fun.
If anybody wants to be on our show.
Yeah. Hit us up. Send us a DM.
Which is a great Sagu.
To where you can find us.
Where you can find us.
Do it, Katie. Do it.
If it moves you, you can press follow or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and iHeartRadio.
I love iHeartRadio. I don't know what your beef is.
There's no beef except that you love it so much.
It is so easy and user-friendly.
You just tee it up every time for me to say that.
I love iHeartRadio, and you can too.
You can find us there. The Happiest of Hours, Mox and Cox podcast. But also moxandcox.com. If you sign up for our email list, which comes out every Tuesday. Well, our list doesn't come out every Tuesday. Our email comes out every Tuesday. If you sign up for our email list, you get a free recipe book that you can download. It's got all of our favorite mocktails in it. lots of coupon codes and links for discounts on a bunch of stuff that we've tried. Not the gross stuff. We've taken those down.
hard stand against sharing those with people.
Yeah. Instagram, Moxcox. Facebook, Mox.cox. Pinterest.
Katie uses Pinterest like Google. It is inexplicable.
What did I send you the other day that it was like, even in 2019, I was using Pinterest?
Yeah. It was like, yeah, like Pinterest was the window to your soul or some shit like that.
Still is.
It tells you all you need to know.
It really does. I mean, if you just took like a screenshot of my homepage on Pinterest, like, it would tell you everything.
Oh, like, that makes sense.
Dream house, dream everything. I mean, really, I should show you my boards. Because one day I did get like an organizational bug up my ass that I was going to organize my Pinterest boards.
Oh,
we are on Pinterest, actually.
No, we are. And we actually had to do a poll to see if anybody else was going to find us there. Spoiler, they have not. Anyway, this has been lovely. Anyway, this has been lovely. We can't wait to do it again. We'll see you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.